does.
It's Gordon Ramsay, ladies and gentlemen.
Good to see you, buddy.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Jennifer Lopez!
Love you guys. Thank you so much.
Mike's Live.
I will never have the lines in the body that Michael B. Jordan has.
The crazy thing is you can't have that, man. That should be an inspiration. You just got to get in the gym and put the time in, but you can do it.
3, 2, 1.
Starts now.
Oh, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning. Good morning. 6:01, your Monday, 29th of November. What do we got? One more day. Tomorrow's the last day of November, right?
Yes, that's
unbelievable.
Correct.
We are flying through it. Pretty Malik, Big Rossi. My name's Chris Fade. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How's everyone feeling?
Good, good. I was just telling Rossi, I woke up with my calf muscle and my leg sore, and I was trying to work out why, and then I realized... He reminded me, we did a cycle class on the weekend together.
Yeah, we did the spin class, wasn't it?
It was spin, is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Spin, yeah. But it was like a spin where you do it to the beat of the music.
Of the music, it was really good. Actually, really
thorough. That's what a spin class is, right?
No, there's two different types of spin class. There's
RPM,
which we learned this.
Wow, you guys are experts.
The girls at Storm Cycling, they've got this company called Storm Cycling, and it's very, very good.
Yeah.
And the two owners there were telling us about... That there's two types of cycling things. One is
RPM, and then the other one is on the beat.
On the beat, and we were doing on the beat, right? We did pretty well.
It was hard though, like when the drum and bass song came on, you had to be ready.
What would you do? Like you cycle,
when the music goes quicker, you have to cycle quicker, then stand up and go down, and so like you're dancing on a bike.
Yeah, but I got really bad cramp, and then I was telling Chris about it, and he's been. Complaining about his calf.
Yeah, but yesterday I played paddle and then I was like, why is my calf muscle hurting? And then I completely forgot about the cycle class.
Well, you still beat Danny Neville though, right?
Oh, demolished Danny Neville at paddle yesterday.
He must not have been happy.
His excuses, he forgot his glasses.
So you couldn't see.
Yeah, yeah. But it's a lie. He's only started playing with glasses the last 2 weeks.
Well, maybe that's why he couldn't, he wasn't playing well because he couldn't see.
Yeah, he beat you last week.
Yeah. With his glasses on.
Yeah, exactly.
See?
Yeah. No, it's because last week I had gone to the gym the day before and trained legs and I couldn't move, right?
Yeah.
So this week I prepared myself. I went in there, gunned it with my buddy. Coach Mike, and we demolish him. And Danny gets so angry.
Yeah. Competitive.
He's so competitive, and he cheats when he plays. Oh.
What if he cheats when he plays?
He calls stuff that's like in, out, and like, he's just a cheater. He's a bad cheater.
Ooh.
Yeah, Danny Neville. Hear him on Virgin Radio every Thursday, Friday night. Great DJ, like the best in the world, but when it comes to paddle.
What's the score like? So like, how did you win?
We demolished him. It was like 3-1. Killed.
Oh, is that you play by set?
Yeah. Okay, killed him. Demolished.
Well done.
No competition. There's competition on the show today. We've got a lot of them. We've got the pop quiz coming up at 10,000 dirhams cash, which I think is perfect for you. We've all got Jared Leto joining us.
Yeah.
We are chatting to Jared Leto. He's
crazy.
Here. I mean, he's going to be talking to us about the new movie, The House of Gucci, with Lady Gaga, which is super cool. Let's kick off the show, though. Legoland.
Yeah.
Let's get you 4 tickets to go to Legoland right now. 04871-5544. Be our first caller of the morning. That's it. Let's get you on. Let's have a chat to you. 04871-5544.
The Chris Faye Show's first call of the day.
All right, a lot of you calling in. One of you is going to win some Legoland tickets as well. Not all of you.
No.
But I want to have a chat to a lot of you.
Yeah, we've got 4 Legoland passes. This is pretty cool because they're celebrating the UAE National Day. They're trying to build the world's largest UAE minifigure flag.
Yep.
It's made from 20,000 Lego minifigures.
I love that.
That's a lot.
20,000 Lego figures.
Yeah.
Take
so
it.
You can go and check that out this week at Legoland.
Ahmed, hi.
Hi.
What's going on?
How are you?
I'm doing all right, man. What's going on?
Good. It's in the morning, 5:30 in the morning. I'm going to work currently.
6:08, bro. Where are you?
You are right there.
Where are you?
I'm a teacher, actually. I'm only 22. I'm a teacher here.
Come on, you're a teacher. You got the time wrong, sir. Come on. How do you? I'm going to teach you how to tell the time. No. So you are already on the way to school?
Yes, I am.
Can I ask how old you are?
I'm 22.
So you're 22 years old and you're already a teacher.
Yeah. It's a blessing, honestly. I teach, disabled kids and normal kids as well.
There we go. Well, they're all normal kids, mate. Come on, let's get the wording right. They're all normal kids. So at the age of 22, you're already doing that. What did that? Did you go straight out of school into college, or what happened here?
Yeah, basically, I went from school to college and then straight to work.
Good on you, man.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Chris. That's dope talking to you.
You're good. I'm hoping you don't have any kids at the age of 22 to yourself, do you?
I don't.
Okay, good. Yeah, take some time. Take some time. Find the life partner. Don't rush. Don't get married at age 26 after knowing a woman just for 6 months like I did. All right. Even though you'll have some beautiful kids, you'll end up getting a divorce, all right? And that divorce is going to cost you.
Okay. Chris,
that divorce will cost you some money.
Not every marriage will end in divorce.
50% of them will. But 50%, statistically, 50% will.
Where's the statistic from?
50% will not.
Yeah.
So not every marriage will end in divorce.
Is the glass half full or half empty?
Half full.
I'm smashing the glass on the ground. It's gone.
We don't need that negativity.
No, it's only positive. It's only positive here. Listen, I mean, maybe you take one of the kids that you teach to Legoland. You've got the tickets. Congratulations. We're giving you four of them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well done.
Yay. Oh, my God.
Well done.
Yo. That's crazy. Thank you guys so much.
You're very welcome. I mean, keep doing what you're doing. And, yeah, man, we appreciate you calling in this morning. Oh, what do you call that? A pan flute?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Ooh, I like that instrument.
What was it again?
Ooh, it's not utilized enough. I don't think it gets enough credit.
That's
it's featured in many songs, that pan flute.
I think it's too much, actually.
Well, you want to reduce it? Are you against the pan flute?
I don't like them, yeah.
Against that? That's such a good thing, right?
Not really.
Virgin Radio, good morning. Live here on the Chris Fade Show. There's a lot going on. I've got my buddies right now. I'm so jealous of my buddies.
What are they doing?
They're on the way to Abu Dhabi right now.
For what?
Coda and Michael. What up, guys? There's a big golf tournament that my mate Oasis is putting on. Mr. Harvey's going to be there.
Steve
Harvey's, yeah, it's his
life. My friend Steve. Yeah. I say it as if he's my friend.
Good old Steve-o.
Steve.
Yeah, so they're on the way right now. They're in a drop top. Ross, are you going to make this and make you jealous?
Drop top.
Drop top Rolls Royce driving from Dubai to Abu Dhabi. They've got us on right now. What would you like to say to them?
I'd like to say, wow, a drop top. That's my
convertible.
Yeah, Rolls Royce is just the ultimate car. Unbelievable.
Is that
it's
that
got night vision on, you know?
What do you mean?
It's got like night vision on certain Rolls Royces that you can see.
Like, I don't understand. I use my eyes.
What?
Why do I want my car? Why does my car need night vision?
It says like a thermal camera, so sometimes the lights don't pick up objects, so it will flash up with the heat source.
I don't want to see what's going around at night. I'm good.
You're all right?
I'm good. I don't want to know. I don't need to know.
That'd be pretty cool. You know, eventually that's going to happen, though. We're going to have these electric cars that just drive themselves. Oh, we have them already. That's right. Forgot.
Rolls Royces, though, are just amazing. Have you ever been in one?
Yeah.
No. Really?
Yeah, I've been in one once.
Did you feel scared to touch anything? Because I think I would. Like, I feel like I would break it.
The only thing I realize is that a Rolls Royce that I love, it has an umbrella in the door. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I just went straight to the door and just popped the umbrella out. And I was like, I got an umbrella. And then someone said, you live in Dubai. I went, yeah, we're not going to really use it, are we?
You can use it for the sun. People use it for the sun.
Oh, really?
The only reason I knew that was because remember Diddy used to have a guy. What was his name?
Yeah,
that's
what was
right.
His name?
Diddy had a guy that followed him around with an umbrella,
Cedric,
right?
He was the entertainer.
No, it wasn't Cedric.
No, Fonzworth.
What
Bentley?
Was his name?
Something like that.
Fonzworth Bentley.
Yeah,
that
that's right.
Name.
That's right.
He was so stylish. He used to go around and hold an umbrella.
I remember that.
From his Rolls Royce.
I remember that. So
that's how I know.
Just know that whilst we're doing the show and we're working, and a lot of you are all the way on the way to work. I just want to let you know I've got a couple of buddies who are just going to go play golf all day today. In their convertible Rolls Royce.
With Steve Harvey.
Yeah, with Steve Harvey.
I mean, how cool is that? Can we just take a moment for that?
It's pretty cool.
He's the coolest.
That's all right. Who, me?
Steve Harvey.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
Do you think he'll get the scores mixed up?
Why? Oh, you didn't say that, did you?
That is so messed up. Take it back.
It wasn't his fault that Steve Harvey made that mistake on the Miss Universe, right?
Miss Universe.
It wasn't his fault. It was the producer's fault. He just had to read out the info.
Exactly.
But he's the one. Don't be playing the audio.
Here's a look at the winner, Philippines. This is it right here. I thought I had on something fly, but girl, you just woo.
I love him.
Cake and oranges and potato chips. This is a lot.
Can I see some?
Yes.
It's not Philippines. It's Malaysia.
Okay, let me explain something to you. I just read that in the teleprompter. Y'all gonna quit doing this to me.
Yeah, that was the second time. But that's the producers. The first time was the big one that he made.
All the contestants competed in a national costume contest. Here's a look at the winner, Philippines. Okay, folks, I have to apologize. The first runner-up is Colombia. Miss Universe 2015 is Philippines.
It's not his fault. He just had someone working on the show that was probably like Rossi. Good morning to George and Gilda listening to us.
Do you mean your parents?
Yeah, that's my mum and dad, yeah.
What up, Gigi?
Don't call my mum Gigi. Have some respect. My father's listening.
George and Gilda, Gigi.
Oh, okay, that's fine then.
Both of them.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Original gangsters.
Thank you. 6:25, are you ready to do the gossip on Virgin?
Of course.
Celebrity news. Now. Pretty Malik's gossip. Styled by prettylittlething.ae. Shop new drops daily.
Well, sad news. Mm. That's the first story. It's so unfortunate. It came, again, Instagram breaks the sad news, it seems.
It does, yeah.
Came up on my my timeline, and I thought, this is not true.
Yeah, like it can't be true because he's just so young. But unfortunately, Virgil Abloh has passed away after a very private battle with a rare form of cancer at the age of 41. They posted the news on his official account and he explained that he battled a rare aggressive form of cancer called cardiac angiosarcoma. For more than 2 years. He was diagnosed in 2019. Virgil was a groundbreaking designer in the fashion world. He was most recently Louis Vuitton Men's Artistic Director, founded Off-White.
Off-White is just iconic. Like, it's the brand that you can't afford, but you want to wear. Yes. Do you know what I mean?
He also served as Kanye West's Creative Director. He was Louis Vuitton's first African-American Artistic Director.
I know.
He's survived by his wife, Shannon, and his two kids. Loads of celebrities who've worked with him over time.
Not fair.
Came out and spoke about him. You know, he designed Hailey Bieber's wedding dress that she wore. Kendall Jenner said to battle his illness privately perfectly explains the type of man he was. He never wanted anyone to worry about him. Our angel here on earth is now above
just
us.
So sad. Again,
so sad.
41. That's my age, man. Like,
yeah, he just turned 41.
And, you know, he had his whole life ahead of him. It was only in the last sort of 3 or 4 years that the mainstream world got to know who Virgil was. And again, what he would put out, I mean, he did a collab with Nike. He did it like he was doing things that whatever he touched, he had that Midas touch. So whatever he touched, it turned to gold, right?
100%.
It's what everybody wanted. It was the price that everyone couldn't afford, but everybody still tried to obtain it.
Yeah.
You know, and it was cool. It was just cool gear. So our thoughts and prayers go out to his family, his wife. He's got a kid as well. Like,
two kids, yeah.
It's just not cool. It's just not fair. I hate cancer. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I can't.
And it's such a rare form. It's in the heart. Like,
what is that? I know.
2019, he was diagnosed. He didn't say, no one knew. No one knew.
It's so sad. It's just so sad. Count your blessings.
Yeah.
Count your blessings as you know, drive to work or come home or whatever it is that you're doing right now. Count those blessings because it can be taken away like that.
Absolutely.
Moving on.
Let's go to some other news. The Rock, Ryan Reynolds have a lot to celebrate because their movie Red Notice is officially the most watched movie in Netflix history.
Wow.
It takes over the title from Sandra Bullock's Bird Box. We all remember watching that during lockdown.
Mm.
The film is also Netflix's most expensive. It cost them $200 million to make, so they're definitely getting their money's worth on that. And if you needed another reason to kind of like scroll through TikTok, how about this? Kim Kardashian and Northwest have joined the platform as a duo. You can now follow at North and Kim. It already has over 1.6 million followers. And if you just hit that button there, Chris, you can listen to the type of groundbreaking content that you will get to hear.
Going to In-N-Out. Going to the park. Going on a golf cart ride.
How much hats do I own? Guess. 1, 2, 3, 4. I got 4 hats on. Tell me if you guess that.
There you go.
Can't wait.
At North and Kim, follow him now.
Can't wait. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Hey, I'm on vacation every single day, cause I love my occupation. Ay, I'm on. Ay, I'm on vacation every single day, cause I love my occupation.
This isn't a vacation because there's a new strain. Flights are being cancelled. There's no vacation. There's a new strain and cancelling all the flights. There's no vacation. It's Virgin Radio. I've got my vacation in 16 days and I'm counting the days to when Australia's going to announce that they're fully closed again.
Fingers crossed.
I'm just waiting for that to happen.
No, I hope they don't.
I've got the flights booked. I've got the hotel booked. I've got the cars booked. I've got the everything that I need for this trip that I've been counting down. I've been waiting 2.5 years to go home and see the family.
I haven't seen your mum and dad and brothers and sisters.
Oh, yeah, this strain comes along and now everyone's freaking out.
You know, everyone calm down.
Everyone's calm down.
Go get the vaccine.
If you don't listen to it, will it help?
What do you mean?
What?
If you just sort of like ignore the news about it?
No, because you need to know what's going on, Rossi.
Will it go away? No.
You need to know all the protocols and stuff.
If you ignore the news, I'm saying they've closed three. Australia was okay to go into, but now they're doing 3-day home quarantine, which I'm fine with. That's fine. I'll do a week home quarantine if need be. I just don't want them to lock it up again, and then we have to do a 14-day hotel quarantine where you're stuck in a room. It's like, oh. Anyway, let's see.
Where are you going to do the quarantine, though, if you do it for 3 days? Which place?
I've got an Airbnb as soon as I land. Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
So we'll do it there and hang out. But yeah, that's it. Hopefully, there are people in worse positions than I am. I know there's a lot of South Africans that are affected by this tremendously. We spoke to you yesterday. So let's count our blessings and let's see how we go. We'll take it day by day, day by day. I love a good list. Yeah. You know this.
Yeah,
you
do. So this is signs your man doesn't have his stuff together. Just things if you're thinking about, oh, I'm not sure if he's the one, or this is a very bad list. If he's the one, maybe this will help you decide either one way or the other.
All right, here's the list.
I don't know.
Maybe does your man have it? Has he got it together?
You two just keep a mental checklist of these things. Okay?
Of what we do.
Yeah.
Okay, go
ahead.
Okay,
number one, he doesn't have a regular doctor. Do you guys have a regular doctor?
I've got like 28 regular doctors.
That's true. Rossi?
No.
Rossi doesn't have a regular doctor. Okay, cool.
Okay, so write that down. You have to wait for his salary to hit before he can take you out. So basically, unless the salary comes in, he doesn't have the funds available to do anything, really.
No, I'm all right.
You're good there, Rossi?
I'm backed up.
Rossi?
Yeah, tend to go out during payday.
That's two for Rossi. Okay, does not have a bank account. No. Signs your man doesn't have his stuff together. Chris, you have a bank account.
Number of bank accounts.
Rossi,
actually.
You have a bank account?
I have, yeah.
Okay. I feel like you have to.
I haven't got a credit
it.
Card, though.
No, that's okay. Bank account. Signs your man doesn't have his stuff together. Furniture is just a hodgepodge of different things. There's no like real. You know, decor plan in place.
Obviously, before I met Liz, it was like that. Yeah, I had a bathroom mat as a living room mat.
Oh, God.
What else did they have?
I'm going to give him a check for that one. Next one, doesn't know good date spots. I feel like that doesn't count. That shouldn't count, but doesn't know good date spots. You can research Google, guys.
Go to the mall.
Go to the mall. And finally, signs your man doesn't have his stuff together. No wallet. He has a rubber band around his money or just keeps it in his pocket.
Hold on a second. Guys that don't have wallets are loaded now these days because they're dealing with crypto. It's all on their phone.
Not according to this list.
They just have a wad of cash. You know, you ever seen those guys? They bring out wads of cash. You ever seen that?
No.
No.
Oh, man. I've been at restaurants where I've just seen guys like pull out like $10,000 it looked like. And he's just going through with the money.
Not in a wallet.
Yeah, not in a wallet.
Well, anyways, those are signs your man doesn't have stuff together. Can we just recap? How many did Rossi get? So 1, 2, 3. Do you have a wallet?
Yeah, look.
Have you seen the size of his wallet is the size of a brick.
Yeah. But what's in
it? An entire brick. It's got look at that wallet.
Have a look through it if you want.
Yeah, that's not a good wallet to have. Like I think that's what should have been on the list.
I'm opening up Big Rossi's wallet right now.
Oh, don't disinfect your hands after you touch that wallet.
It's pretty old, pretty.
Let's see.
Yeah, you don't know what's in it. Watch out what you're touching there, honestly.
I'm touching everything.
It's really bad. I went through it the other day.
I'm looking for money. Oh, I found money.
How much?
100.
100 dirham. Wow. Good on. Oh, he's loaded.
Hey?
Oh, that's a big date night for Liz. She's a lucky woman.
We're going out tonight, actually. Going to watch House of Gucci.
There we go.
Free tickets.
Of course they're free.
What do you have?
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that list. I think that list is a little bit, I don't know.
Like, I think not having a bank account is a big indicator.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to have, I mean, most places you need to have a bank account, I guess.
If you're living paycheck to paycheck, that is a conversation. It's not a bad thing necessarily.
I think there's the majority of people, we're living paycheck to paycheck. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I'm not saying it's anything wrong, but I think it's a conversation about money management. What's going on? What are your expenses?
You just don't want to get into a relationship where you have to look after the other person 100%. A relationship is meant to be a mutual thing where you're coming together and you're both working on it. If you're in a relationship where you are having to do everything, that's when the alarm bells should be ringing, right? Because it's not just your responsibility to make sure that they're not only financially stable and got food and all that, but also like mentally, you should be making each other happy. I remember hearing a quote saying like, don't get into a relationship to be happy. You should be happy with yourself before you get into that relationship. And I think that's important.
Yes, agreed.
You know, you're not
like, that's not going to make you happy. If you're depending on the relationship to make you happy, it's not going
to
work.
It's not your partner's responsibility to make you happy. You should be happy yourself.
And that's an additional, like, happiness.
And if they're happy, then together you come and you'll be okay, right?
Agreed.
True.
Anything else you want to say, Ross?
I think that was just, you just ended it perfectly there.
Okay. I've just ordered breakfast for everyone. Everyone's eating except for you.
Me.
Pretty Malik.
You just got a black coffee. You don't want anything else.
What else can I have?
Well, listen, Eddie doesn't eat either. Eddie only wants a croissant.
I don't want a croissant.
They don't have croissants, so I'm just going to quick. If any of you guys like any of this, I've got a green breakfast bowl. I just went and got some quinoa with some avocado.
No, I don't want that.
What do you think about that?
No.
What about, would you like?
Do they have shakes? Like smoothies, like avocado, like a smoothie.
All-day breakfast burger, Eddie. Organic Australian beef patty with melted cheese.
For breakfast.
And an egg, yeah. Australian burger.
Why not?
Yeah.
Go big or go home.
Yeah, what? Yeah. Look, it's got guacamole on it, though.
No.
Yeah, it's got sriracha mayo.
No.
Okay, let me see if I can order. Sorry, guys. I know that you're all on the way to work and you want to get the
pop quiz. Do you have a banana? Just a banana?
I'm not just...
How do you go from a burger to a banana?
They have like cheese, Eddie, and guacamole. I don't want
Eddie
that.
Doesn't eat, Eddie
something
doesn't,
new.
Yeah,
Eddie.
Eddie, gosh. Have you ever had a acai bowl?
No, never.
We want to try this. No, I don't think you'd like that.
You won't like the consistency.
All right. Well, listen, I'll have to order some breakfast here. We're going to just make sure Eddie gets, you know, what he wants, which is very plain. He's very plain here when it comes to food.
Yeah.
But what I will do is I'll give you the 10,000 dirhams cash next
week. The Chris Fade Show's 10K pop quiz.
10,000 dirhams cash.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Got a pocket full of cash we can blow.
10K pop quiz. Powered by RackBank. Download Firefly app and get access to over 11,000 airport lounges and free airport transfers. Visit rackbank.ae/Firefly. Conditions apply.
Maximus, you got through. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris. Hi, Preeti and Rossi.
Morning.
What a great name, Maximus. It comes with authority. It comes with power.
I know. Thank you.
Listen, 10,000 dirhams on the line right now. Rack Bank, the pop quiz. Are you ready to do this?
Yes.
All right. If you don't know an answer, pass. If we have enough time, we will come back to it. Okay, Maximus?
Okay.
All right. We're all ready to go. What do you do, by the way? What do you do?
I'm in beauty.
Oh, look at you. You know, my name is Maximus, and I'm in beauty. Ooh la la. All right, Maximus, good luck. Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. Who sings the songs Dynamite and Titanium?
BTS.
Ashton Kutcher is married to who?
Pass.
True or false, Selena Gomez is older than Taylor Swift?
False.
Who is the Vice President of the United States of America? Kamala?
Kabir.
What is the capital of Norway?
Pass. Oslo.
Travis Barker is dating which Kardashian?
Kim Kardashian.
Finish the department store. Marks and...
And Spencer.
What Irishman was the Forbes highest sportsman of 2021?
Pass.
Name the online shopping website that is named after a jungle.
Amazon.
Who sings the songs Whenever, Wherever, and Waka Waka?
Shakira. Shakira.
Who sings the songs Dynamite and Titanium?
BTS.
Nope. You answered that the first time. I wanted to get you more. We got you, though. 50%. 500 dirhams is all yours.
Thank you.
You are very welcome, Maximus. What did you get wrong? Titanium and Sia sung by... Titanium and Dynamite sung by Sia. Ashton Kutcher married to Mila Kunis. Kamala Harris is the vice president of the USA. Kourtney Kardashian's dating Travis Barker. And Conor McGregor is the Forbes highest sportsman of 2021. That would have got you more of that money, but 500 dirhams cash is all yours. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Virgin Radio.
We love you. Five.
Always first with the hottest E! News.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
Styled by prettylittlething.ae. Shop new drops daily.
Sad news to kick off the gossip.
Yeah, Virgil Abloh has passed away after a private battle with a rare form of cancer at just the age of 41. A post on his official account kind of confirmed the news and explained that he battled a rare aggressive form of cancer called cardiac angiosarcoma for more than 2 years. Virgil, he was the first African-American artistic director at Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
He was the men's artistic director, founded the label Off-White, served as Kanye West's creative director. He was truly a groundbreaking visionary in the world of fashion.
Just talented. Anything that he put his name to, everyone wanted, and it sold for so much, like Off-White and the Louis Vuitton releases, the Nike releases that he's done with shoes.
Just looking at the Nike Off-White ones.
That was so good.
57,000 dirhams.
And all of his clothing and all those pieces would now go up in price. That's what I was thinking last night. So sad. I hate cancer. Oh my gosh.
Some happier news, I should say. Lindsay Lohan, our girl, is engaged.
Hey, Lindsay.
She announced the news of the series of super cute photos with her fiance, who is Dubai-based, Badr Shamas. They've reportedly been together for 2 years. He's a Dubai resident who's the assistant vice president for Credit Suisse.
Really good guy. I went out. I did a double date with him a while ago, and he's a Lebanese, lovely guy.
Lebanese.
I sent her a message yesterday. She replied. I just told her congratulations. Here's Lindsay.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris, bro. You're my man. You're my family. I love you.
We love each other. Lebanese connection.
Lebanese connection. See, but good on
you.
As long as she's happy, Lindsay. As long as she's happy and she's happy, she seems happy.
They've
been together for a couple of years. Yeah. It ain't just like a little thing that they just started. So let's see. Finally,
Billboard has re-released the list of the greatest songs of all time. Mm. I will present to you the top 10.
I'm in love with the shape of you.
Ed Sheeran.
Macarena.
Oh my gosh.
Black Eyed Peas. LMFAO.
Top 10 songs of all time.
Leanne Rice.
Without You.
Bruno Mars. Yeah. Mark Ronson.
Put that someone.
Bobby Darin.
Mac the Knife.
Yeah. Santana.
Let's forget about it.
The Twist.
Let's twist together.
This was The Twist was the actual number one, but it's been dethroned by a new number one song.
Ooh.
According to Billboard, the greatest song of all time. Hit it. The Weeknd's Blinding Lights.
Rossi, not one Beatles song was in there, mate.
Can't believe it.
Wow, this is the biggest song of all time.
The greatest song of all time, according to Billboard. It's broken so many records.
Huh.
It was just one of the biggest songs.
Good on him.
It's number one.
The Weeknd owning it.
Okay, what is this difference of judgment that you're talking about?
So it doesn't have to be like if you're in a relationship, but just in general. I realize that Brianna and I have completely different senses when it comes to our parking senses in the car.
Parking senses. Yeah. So the judgment of driving and distance and
Oh, man. Whenever we go, Brianna does a lot of the driving. She likes to drive. She says that my driving makes her sick, so she always likes to drive. I drive fine. I think it's just her, right? So I'm like, yeah, cool, babe. You want to drive? It's easier for me. I can be on my phone. You know what I mean? Doing the Instagrams and all that. So when it comes to parking, and this happens all the time, a lot of the cars now have reverse sensor parking.
Yeah. Right?
You got the, you know what I mean? It's giving you that, it's sort of giving you that, like that little
heads up.
Yeah, like, And I rely on this. I don't know about you guys. I now rely on this when I'm parking.
Yeah, I don't really rely on it. I could still park without it.
Yeah, didn't say you couldn't. I can still park without it as well, Pretty. Let's get that straight.
I didn't mean it. Why are you so negative?
You're just so good at parking, aren't you, Pretty? She always loves to say that she's so good at parking.
Have you noticed that?
Whoa, guys. Have you noticed? Chris, just relax.
But this is what it's about.
What do you mean, though?
So this... Okay, now I want you to hear this sound. Ready? For me, as I'm parking, I've got all my senses, and I'm like, I'm working it in, and I'm smoothing it out. This sound here, like, that's when I know I'm pretty close. That... You hear that?
Yeah.
I've stopped. I'm not going any further. Brianna, that sound means she's still going.
She's got room.
She's still going back. I'm like, stop, you can't hear the sound. Stop, stop. And I realized that we're completely different. That sound for me is like, I'm not moving anymore. And that's what the car's built for. I understand it probably has a little bit of a buffer.
Yeah.
But I'm not playing the game with the buffer.
Has she ever played the game with the buffer and knocked into something?
No, not yet, thankfully, touch wood. But does anyone else realize that their sensor game on their car is extreme? Like, you are playing an extreme game. Like, you're going beyond. You're going beyond this sound. Like, you are still moving back or forward on this sound.
No, I'm with you on this one. When it goes still like that.
That you stopped, right?
I'm stopping.
That's the car telling you, yo, buddy, yo, we're good. Don't get any closer.
But there is room to maneuver, though.
Yeah.
A little bit, but I don't want to play the game.
I don't want to. I'm with you. I can't believe I actually agree with
it. Wow, Rossi and Chris on the same side.
Gosh. Pretty doesn't use it. She doesn't need it. So she can't be involved in this conversation.
Why do you have to be that way? Why? You know what?
Guys,
do you have to be like that?
Don't argue. We had a competition.
I'm not arguing.
We had a who could park the best competition. And I think
Pretty did win the reverse parking competition.
All I'm saying is that I think the sensors are really good at indicating. And when that sound comes on, to me, I will stop. Well, but I'll check and say, okay, there's a little bit more space. Let's go in a little bit more.
This is the aftermarket reverse parking system put in.
That's the sound.
That sounds like Brianna's car, actually. Because we put an aftermarket reverse. This went down to Sattwa for, like, you know.
Can you get that?
Yeah, you can get them put in. 04-871-5544. Is anyone in that same predicament when their friend or partner drives, they realize that they're in trouble here? They're in trouble.
So you're basically a passenger seat driver.
Well, this sound for me is enough. Like, that's it. Don't move.
I can imagine the conversation. Babe, stop.
Yeah,
I got it, Chris.
And then we get into an argument.
I'm driving.
I'm driving, she'll tell me. Like, I'm driving. You relax. I've got the control of the car. You don't have to control everything.
Oh, that sparked.
And then it turns into me being a control freak. I'm like, go away. Tarun, hi.
How are you, Chris? I completely agree with you.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. You understand? That sound is... Stop, right?
That sound is someone dying. I completely agree with you on that.
I agree. I totally agree. Thank you, Tarun. I appreciate it. Muhammad, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, mate. This sound, what does it mean to you?
It means, to be honest, nothing.
So what?
Yeah, I'll tell you one story happened with me and my friend. He once got a used car with a sensor in it. And he was depending on it, and there was like a small pole he didn't see in the mirrors. And he didn't, like, the sensor didn't make any sound until we hit it. You know what I'm saying?
Until you hit it.
After we hit it, it started beeping. Yeah, it was like hilarious.
So what? You're with Brianna? You're signing with Brianna here? Is that right?
Yeah. Better like use your eyes, in my opinion, while parking.
Yeah, but that long beep sound, I'm sorry. Natasha?
Yes.
Well, you're with Brianna as well?
I am, yeah.
So this sound still means you got some movement. You're still going back or forward on this sound.
Yeah, I'm still going back because basically you have the perception of seeing what's going behind you, yeah? So you know you've still got a little bit of space more.
Well,
if you've got a reverse camera now, are we talking?
Yeah, like...
No. I've got a very old Pajero, so there's no reverse camera there.
Okay.
So you guys are playing with fire. Like, you are playing with fire. You know, you're going to hit it one day. You know that.
No, no, never happened, to be honest. Never happened.
Touch wood, touch wood.
Good control with the feet. I like
it.
I don't think.
Why is everyone agreeing with Brianna? Priya, you're it's all the girls as well. You agree with Brianna?
Yes, I'm with Brianna.
So what, this sound, nothing means nothing to you?
No, it doesn't mean nothing to me.
So you keep going afterwards, Priya?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I'll check my mirror. Yes. I'll not think about that sound. I'll check my mirror.
Yeah, but I'm just letting you know, the car is built like these. There's engineers that spend years of their life developing these sounds, measuring the sensors and everything. Like, that sound is to let us know, guys, we're good.
Mm.
But you guys are like, I don't care about what you do.
Sometimes it's a tight spot, you know, so it goes off, but you haven't hit anything.
Rana, finally, your thoughts?
Yes, I'm with Brianna. I rely on my senses, more on that sensor. It actually really annoys me. It doesn't let me focus to do my parking the way I want to do my parking.
You do.
And I have the option to switch it off, actually, and that's what I do.
I find it
really annoying, and I rely on my senses more than on that thing.
You're like pretty. You don't need the senses. You can do it on your own.
Maybe you should turn it off next time you're in the car with Brianna so you don't end in an argument.
No, we need those senses. All I'm asking for B and for everyone, that when it gets to, ready? Getting close here. Having a look. Oh, yep. Yeah, a little bit more. A little bit more. Babe, a little bit more. Okay, babe, that's great. Honey, that's enough. Honey! Rossi?
Yeah.
Are you ready to go?
Let's go. Hi, I'm Big Rossi, and this is the news before the news. Jennifer Lopez has opened up about performing some of Chris Fade's songs at her latest performance. The singer performed In It For Love and I Woke Up Like This and said that they were songs that meant a lot to her.
You gotta do what's in your heart. I'm just very humbled and honored to be able to have sung those songs. I grew up with those songs.
Bradley Cooper was seen at a brunch.
Hold on, how did she grow up with her songs, In It For Love? I only made those songs not long ago.
2013.
In it for love, just move on. Whoa. If you're nuts, in it for love, just move on.
Number one on iTunes, that was. But believe it or not.
Back to news before the news.
Bradley Cooper was seen at brunch on Friday. Oh. The heartthrob was seen dancing on the tables at Saffron in Atlantis and has revealed that he felt ashamed after videos of him were leaked.
And the first thing I felt was embarrassment, actually.
Oh.
So I'll work on that. It'll be, you know. Yeah.
I think a lot of people leave a brunch embarrassed, right?
Yeah. I agree with that. And finally, Liam Hemsworth was seen at Raw Yoga in Media City this week with his girlfriend. The Australian actor said he really enjoyed the couples class and his favourite position was Savasana.
Felt like it was the right time to do it. I guess you kind of have these sort of, you know, the husband and wife thing. It's great. I'm loving it. I'm you know, I'm really, really happy and grateful to be in the position I'm in.
He likes the Savasana position.
I don't know anyone that actually uses the word Savasana more than Rossi. Yeah. He somehow gets it into the conversations every single week.
Agreed.
Thank you. Sorry, guys, just doing Savasana. Thanks.
There we go. That's your news before the news. Just had breakfast. All of us eating, consuming some food. Nala in the studio as well. Nala, you're traveling when today?
Yes.
Where are you going?
To Georgia.
Why don't you ever tell us when you're leaving?
Oh, my goodness.
I told you around 2 months ago when the plan was still in place. And then I told you a month ago. And then I told you a week ago as a reminder. And I told you yesterday.
I didn't hear any of those reminders.
Yeah, you don't listen.
So when are you
leaving?
Chris
is too busy doing other stuff.
I'm leaving after the
show. Tbilisi.
I heard it. Tbilisi, Georgia.
Now
sorry, that was a good joke, Ross.
Thanks.
So she's going to Georgia. And what did you say there again, Ross?
Chris didn't hear because he's too busy doing other stuff.
Tbilisi, yes, Tbilisi. So you're going to Tbilisi?
Yes.
I've been to Georgia. It's beautiful.
I'm excited. It's cold, so I'm worried.
It's even better. I went when it was freezing as well, but it wasn't snowing. Is it snowing now?
No, it's not. Thank God.
You're going to go up on the cable car to the top of the mountain?
We'll see, depending, because according to the tour guide, he said that if it's snowing a lot, we can't go, so we don't want to be stuck there. And I want to come back here, so.
Yeah.
I know some people in Georgia. I'll connect you. They run a couple of the hot spots there if you want to go out.
It's getting weird now.
I'm just saying, you want to go out? We'll look. Who are you going with?
I'm going with my friends from school, so yeah.
Who are they?
My three. There are four girls. Would you like me to say names?
You're going without a guy?
No.
Okay, we'll get you private security as well.
Oh, lucky me.
We must have someone with you.
You need to be careful.
It's a girls' trip.
Yeah.
Do you know how to defend yourself?
Do you know any Krav Maga, MMA, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu?
No.
Okay, we'll have someone teach you now.
Okay.
Before you look at one of your guys.
Private course.
What time's your flight?
My flight is at 1.
Okay, 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Well, Chris can teach you the basics if you want.
Yeah, I can teach
you
the
first. You know what your first line of defense is?
Sure.
Your voice.
My voice. Okay.
I want you to scream right now, and you've got a great voice.
Thank you. Stop!
Don't come any closer.
Go,
really loud.
Go, well, like, back there.
Authoritative. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, like you got to sound.
Don't smile.
You got to sound angry. Not that there's any issues in Georgia, by
pretend
the way.
Pretend like Chris it's is being really annoying and you're upset.
Georgia, no, I'm coming to attack you and rob you right now in the back streets. Go and use your voice. Go.
Okay. Stop! How's that?
No.
No?
No.
You sound like a little girl.
Say stop.
Okay.
Stop.
Don't
go back.
Okay. Stop. Go back.
Why are you smiling? You sound like a Power Ranger. You're like the Pink Ranger.
Is this your authoritative voice? No. I want you to be angry. Look, listen to me. Ready? Stop. Go back. I want you to sound authoritative.
Okay. Come a bit closer.
Okay. Stop. Go back.
The guy will give her a hug. Hey, Robert. How you doing, man?
Good morning. How are you doing, Chris and team?
Doing all right. What's going on?
No, not so much, man. I've actually lived in Abu Dhabi for 10 years, and this week I'm actually heading back to Ireland.
Oh,
you're going for good?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Myself, wife, and the 4 children, we're heading back home.
Oh, we're going to miss you.
Yeah, so it's, like I say, my oldest is almost 7 years of age, and my youngest is 4 weeks today.
Oh my gosh. So there's so much happening in your life, Robert. How are you handling it all? Because you got a new baby, you're now moving back home. Like, there's a lot. How are you handling it?
Yeah, it's been pretty stressful, but I've got a great wife there, and she does so much, and, you know, be lost without her. She's a captain of the ship.
Good on you, buddy. Well, listen, let me get everyone. Can I get everyone's name? I've got your name. What's your wife's name?
She's Nolene.
Nolene.
Yep.
That's what are the kids' names?
Evie, Tom, Adam, and Matty.
Evie, Tom.
Adam and Maddie.
Yeah.
Got so many. Goodness. You got Evie, Tom. So you got 3 boys and 1 boy, 1 girl.
3 boys, yeah, and one princess who thinks she's already 17.
Look at that. I know the feeling. Well, listen to Robert, Nolene, beautiful little Evie, Tom, Adam, and Maddie. We wish you the best back home. We're always going to be here for you in the UAE. And we love you all so much and enjoy that journey back home, okay?
Thanks very much, and good luck for all you guys, and thanks for all you do as well for the entire country up there in Dubai. You're a real kind of shining light and a great example for everybody, so thank you.
Thank you, man. God bless you. God bless their family. Give me a big round of applause.
Have a great Christmas.
We're going to miss you. Exactly. Merry Christmas. Its release date is December 2nd, right here in the UAE. It's one of the most anticipated movies of the year. It's getting amazing reviews, by the way. I can't believe it. We've got him. He plays Paolo Gucci in the film. We know the movie that we're talking about, by the way. This is a huge one.
House of Gucci.
Lady Gaga, one of the lead roles as well. We've got him on Zoom. He's hanging out with us on Virgin Radio Dubai. It's the one and only 30 Seconds to Mars frontman as well, Jared Leto.
Virgin Radio Dubai, good to be with you here today. Thanks for the time. Happy to be talking to you.
Are you serious? Thank you. Thank you for taking the time, man. Congratulations on House of Gucci. We are hearing amazing reviews about it. Now, as it slowly gets released around the world, how are you feeling of hearing people talk about it?
I feel, I'm going to try to be honest, which is very hard for an actor.
Okay.
No, I feel really grateful. I feel really fortunate to be here, to be talking to you. Mm-hmm. Grateful to have worked with Ridley and Al and Lady Gaga and Adam and this incredible cast. As you could tell, I don't know if you saw the movie, but I quite fell in love with the character, and it was a very immersive and challenging experience, but worth every single noodle.
Absolutely. I instantly loved the character of Paolo Gucci because I felt like he was different from the rest, but still had that element in there. What was your prep like? What was your vision for Paolo going into the movie?
I appreciate it. I saw Paolo as a frustrated artist, as someone who had a really ambitious creative dream and wanted to share it with the world, but really never had the chance because his family sucked. No, I'm just kidding. he had a lot of conflict there, and no one would listen to him or give him a shot. People didn't understand pastels and browns.
Now, Jared Leto, you're a good-looking guy. We know that. You look different in the movie. Now, obviously, it's a lot of makeup. It's a lot of prosthetics as well. Can you talk about like how the process was getting ready to play this role?
I don't know. I don't know anything about prosthetics, but for me, it was a really immersive experience. It was nice to be in Italy because, of course, I'm surrounded by the culture, the language, the history, and that took a lot of care. Look, the external part of it is one thing, but you can put on a mask, but it's really for naught if you don't have the internal life. That's what's important. It's the heart, it's the soul, sometimes it's the bowels, but it's the inside that really drive the character and what's needed for the film.
So when you were playing Paolo Gucci, you were so invested into this role, right? And you did such a great job. Now, when Ridley Scott tells you, all right, that's the last scene, Jared, we're out, what goes through your head?
Honestly, the last shot of this film, is that's what you're asking about, the last shot?
Yeah, the last scene, yeah.
I was on stage, it was a fashion show scene. And I don't know if it's in the movie or not, but I was walking down the fashion show, and I don't know if they used that part of it. But we cut, and then Ridley came up and said, "Are you good? Do you want another one?" I said, "No, I think we're good, and thank you." And then usually they announce your name at the end of the movie, people clap, and okay, that's it. But this time I actually was quite moved, nearly to tears. I was holding them back, that's for sure. It was a beautiful experience, very emotional. And it really, really hit me hard.
I personally loved you in the movie. I think you did such a great job. You were already getting the buzz around a possible Oscar. Do you follow this buzz? Do you look into it? Are you excited?
Honestly, I'm happy if people spend time with this character and see a life for the first time. They don't see me, they see a life. They spend time with Paolo Gucci and they laugh and maybe they cry and maybe they go on a little journey with this character. And if I contribute in a meaningful way to the film, that's great. Everything else is gravy, mushroom vegan gravy on a piece of tofurkey. But but it is a nice thing if it happens at the same time. I don't pine for it. I'm not desperate for it. But I'm also not the type of actor who was like, those awards, it's nice when people appreciate your work and a light shines on you and you get to take that light and shine it back on other people and other things. And it can be a beautiful thing. I'm happy just to be here talking to you.
Well, there he is. We're honored to be able to have Jared Leto on the show. The movie is out December 2nd, House of Gucci. You do not want to miss it, guys. It is a fabulous movie. Mm-hmm. Get out to the theaters and watch it. Jared, always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much. Any last words you want to leave with?
Well, I know that we played in that part of the world, my band 30 Seconds to Mars. My brother and I have just fond memories, and we look forward to coming back and playing shows with you guys again. And I just remember the audiences were just absolutely amazing. Just amazing. Electrifying. So we miss you guys, and we hope to be back there soon.
We can't wait to get you back as well. It's Jared Leto.
Yes. Okay, bye-bye.
A little bit of 30 Seconds to Mars, why not? Come on. A little bit from yesterday.
Yes.
Love this song.
To admit how it ends and begins, all his face is a map.
Check out House of Gucci out Thursday. Thank you, Jared Leto, for hanging out.
From yesterday, it's coming. From
The Chris Fade Show. Okay, breakup songs. We've got a list of the five biggest breakup songs that people have.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse going through a breakup. Someone's gone through a breakup literally right now. You're hearing this. You'll be okay. You will be okay. But on those moments of when you're having a breakup, every song on the radio seems to be written for you. You start to listen to more words of the songs that you hear and you're like, this is literally what I'm going through. How did he even know? So here are the top five. I'm going to get you on in a second. What is your breakup song? Give me a call. Tell me what it is. 04-871-5544.
Okay, in at number five is Drake and Rihanna's Take Care.
I love this song. Mistakes, so look me in my
eyes. Cause if you let me, here's what I do.
So that's number five of breakup songs.
Number four, Best Thing I Never Had, Beyonce. I want it too bad.
I'm so through with that. Really?
Yeah, it's a breakup ballad. To be the thing
I never, you turned. She's basically saying, like, I'm glad I wasn't with you, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Number three, Stay With Me by Sam Smith.
Oh, won't you stay with me?
I'm begging you, don't leave me. I love you so much. I promise I'll change. I'm changing now. This ain't love. I didn't know why. I didn't appreciate why.
Have you done that before?
No.
Yeah, you are. Stay
with me. Number two has to be Adele, Someone Like You.
Oh, not Adele. It's going to kill everyone.
This song.
Settle down, that you.
I went back to England, right?
Yeah.
And the girl, the first girlfriend I ever had, took me for a drive and played this song to me.
Oh, she wanted you back, Ross.
And I was like, oh.
But the number one breakup anthem, according to this list, is, remember this song, Rihanna, Mickey Echo, Stay.
Oh, yeah. I want you to stay.
This was like a powerful song.
Good song, this.
Ooh, the reason I hold on. Ooh, cause I need this whole gone.
Great song. So they're the biggest ones, right? They're the biggest ones. Now,
so can we know yours? Chris, like, what's your breakup anthem?
Ross, you go first. What's your breakup anthem?
So, The same lady I was just talking about there with the Adele one.
Yeah.
Like, she wasn't, I had a song that I used to play when I split up with her. She was like the first girlfriend I ever had.
Yeah.
And I used to play this song by Basement Jacks, Good Luck, it's called. Good luck, good luck in new bed. I don't know why.
This was your breakup anthem?
Good luck in your new bed. He loved it.
She's like, good riddance.
She broke up with you or you broke up with her?
No, it just always, like, in passing, like, I'd go away and then come back, and then it never really worked out, which is good, because I wouldn't have ended up here.
True.
Chris, your breakup song, and when?
God, there's so many breakups.
I know, which one are we talking about?
I had two breakup songs. One was a song that you guys would have never heard before, but it's the Pete Murray song, So Beautiful.
Pete Murray.
Yeah, he's Australian.
He's an Australian guitar singer.
This was depressing.
He played in Dubai one time.
Yeah, we interviewed him. I interviewed him just because I really wanted to, like, just listen to this already.
Found myself just the other day.
Oh, I know this one.
In the backyard of a friend's place.
Listen.
Thinking about you.
Oh, it was like the most depressing song ever.
Thinking of the crowd you're in.
I'm probably 24. Look,
where you been?
It's just a guy thinking about his ex.
Thinking.
And it's all about how she's changed.
All the clothes that you wear and the color in your hair.
Ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Shouldn't change you. Oh, so good.
Beautiful.
So good.
Now you tell me,
that's a good song.
You're bigger than Mighty Joe. At least you think so.
So, your breakup songs, we want to hear them. We want to find out what they are. Tuba, hello.
Yeah, hi. Hi, good morning.
When did the breakup happen?
Years ago when good. I was in school.
Okay. So what was the song though?
The song was Impossible by Chantel.
Impossible by Chantel. Impossible. Yeah.
Impossible. Is it because you were impossible to handle?
I remember being in my room and crying listening to this song. But now it's so good, you know. I mean, I feel so happy that I can listen to this song again, and then I don't feel like crying. It's
yeah. Yeah.
I feel like you need to go through these things, you know what I mean, at a younger age. Yeah.
And it's good, and you're right, when you get to hear the song and you know it doesn't affect you anymore, that's when you're like, oh, I'm over it. This is good, you know.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Well, so good, Tubra. I appreciate it. Thank you. Deborah, hi.
Hiya, good morning.
Morning, morning. All right, Deborah, what is your breakup song?
It must have been Love, But It's Over Now.
Oh, by Roxette. When was this breakup?
Oh, years, years, many moons ago.
1985.
Yeah, how long were you with him for?
Not very long. Not long. Very long.
But were you cut? Was this the song that was hurting when it played?
Yeah, yeah.
So you can hear it. It must have been, it just literally depicts the thing. Yeah. It must have been love, but it's over now. End story.
Literally the breakup.
Nicole, hi.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, morning, Nicole. Tell us, what was your breakup song?
For me, it's I Can't Make You Love Me by Bonnie Raitt. And there's this version of Bon Iver, which is much more sadder.
Oh,
when did you break up? When was this breakup?
Just a few months ago.
Oh, how you feeling now? Aww. You all right?
Good, doing good, yeah.
Yeah, play this song. I can't make you love me if you don't. Did you think he didn't love you? Is that why this song's so special to you?
Probably we loved both. It's just that, you know, things doesn't work out sometimes in our lives, and we gotta move on.
You gotta move on. You're better off without him, by the way. He doesn't love you.
It's a great song, this. There's another good version by Bon Iver as well. Yeah. Very nice.
She just said that. Yeah.
What's this version?
Bonnie Raitt or something?
Yeah, she said that there's a sadder version.
Omar, finally a guy to admit it. Omar, you got a breakup song?
Yeah, I got a breakup song, brother.
What is it?
What's the song?
Exile by Taylor Swift and Bon Iver.
Dude, seriously, going to admit Taylor Swift is your breakup song?
She's got some good breakup songs.
When was the breakup, man?
Last 3 years.
Last what? What? Last year?
Yeah.
Was this during the pandemic?
Exactly.
Oh, man. I think I've seen this film before, and I didn't like the ending. I'm not sure problem. How do you feel when you hear it now on the radio, Omar?
A little bit sad.
Yeah.
Aww.
Sorry.
That's sad.
Do you still love her?
Kinda.
Aww. Why aren't you together anymore? Why not?
I think it's bad timing. I mean, no matter how hard we try, it's like the universe is against us.
Where does she live?
She lives back in Kenya.
Eddie. Mate, you're from Kenya, dude. Can you do anything here? Can we get them together?
No.
What do you think? Did you ever have a long-distance relationship? Was your girl in Kenya at one stage?
My wife, yeah.
And how did
like
you make
we spent
it?
Like a year, like long distance.
Oh, so you did a year. She was in Kenya for a year.
She was in Kenya and I was over here, like, talking on the phone. That was it.
So what, can you not do that? Can you not do that, Omar?
Yeah, I tried.
Turn your radio off. You're hearing yourself back on the radio. Turn it off.
Yeah, I've tried.
Maybe that's why you're not together, because you've got to concentrate, Omar. Concentrate on the goal! Talking about breakup songs, what's yours, Selena?
Oh, my breakup song is I'm Not Your Friend, Billie Eilish.
That's a guy. I'm not your friend.
That's right.
Wait, are you not his friend anymore?
I don't know. He sent that to me, and we broke up like 8 months ago, and we've been going back and forth for the last 10 years.
Oof.
So,
wow.
Yeah. So
10 years, 10 years you were with this guy, and now he's telling you, like, now he wants it done with her.
It was just very obsessive and a toxic relationship. Well, I have got a lot of patience. Just like waiting for you guys to pick up my phone.
Well, listen, the fact that you know that it was a toxic relationship is good, and don't get back into a toxic relationship. Get out of it now, okay?
Definitely. When you guys play that song, I'm changing channel.
Okay. Take it off the playlist, please, guys. Kasia, breakup song, what is it?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
So, my song is Still Want To by Zoo and Carnival Blues. I don't know if you know it.
I think I got it here. Hold on.
I like it.
Yeah.
When did this relationship end?
2 years ago.
You over it?
2 years ago, and
That's a no.
Yeah, are you over the relationship?
Sorry?
Are you over the relationship?
Yes, I am over the relationship, but not the song.
Yeah, it's a good song, actually.
It is a good song.
I like it. Finally, Eugene, we're talking breakup songs. What was your breakup song?
I'm actually talking about a breakup song from my sister during high school, yeah.
Hold on, you're talking about the breakup song for your sister?
Because you had to hear it.
Yeah, but she broke up with her boyfriend that time, and it was the time when Evanescence really came on the scene with all these cool songs.
So does the song affect you as well?
It affected me because I had to listen to it 24/7. It's just too much that time
cannot erase. Shut it off! Not again! No! Virgin Radio 104.4. That is it for us here on the Chris Fade Show. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks to Jared Leto for joining us as well.
Yeah.
I think Wednesday morning we've got Christina Milian, right?
Yeah.
Remember that song from AM to PM?
Drop It Low.
Can't wait. She's going to be joining us on the show. Have a great day. Sheena is up next with your ad-free 104, the superstar that she is. We love you. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.